You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the moment, I'm working on a series about the conditions of the hospitality industry. Last week, I played the first part of my interview with Chloe Ann King, who is an activist for low-wage workers and is the spokesperson for a new hospitality workers' union, Raise the Bar, and Jessica Buchanan, who is part owner of Grand Central, a living wage bar in Ponsonby. Here is a snippet of part one, where Chloe is speaking about hospitality workers not wanting to tell their employers about sexual harassment cases.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with Jess, like, it is the employers that are in part creating this culture, where, you know, we earn our work is precarious anyway. We're very rarely guaranteed set hours or shifts. The pay is low. So we're already economically disadvantaged. Mm. So speaking out carries incredible risk. And for some people, it could result, and this is this might sound extreme, but it's not, it might result in homelessness. You know, you don't know
position that person's in at all.
So people are really disempowered in hospitality. And I mean, I used to work at Grand Central. It was about the only bar where I felt I could tell a customer to F off when they grabbed me or groped me. And that was perfectly endorsed and fine. But I very rarely ever worked at another bar where you felt empowered to step up and speak out. But we do know that when workers are empowered, they will speak out, because Hospo Voice, which is a union based in Melbourne that is organising hospo workers, has a campaign called Respect is the Rule, and heaps of bars got on board. So if the if the structure is there, and so many people spoke out, like, if the structure is there and you get, you know, a campaign behind you, people will begin to speak out, and the culture is really shifting there.
In the second part, we discuss stereotypes in the hospitality industry, support for sexual harassment victims, and Raise the Bar. Here is part two.
I know cases obviously will be different depending on the company, depending on the establishment, but do you think that, how do you think these situations are dealt with generally? Can an employer feel confident that every time a harassment case between themselves and a customer or a co-worker is formally dealt with?
In my experience, as I said, like, because we don't have a union. We have one, but they're not really
specifically for
there's no campaign for us that way. You could follow due process in your contract and go down that track, but then you're likely to actually just get fired. Like, I've spoken out in my workplaces and been fired multiple times. So
generally what you're saying is dismissed, you're not heard, and then what's the point in speaking up again? So you just become silenced.
Some people may say that being flirted with by customers, or say, I don't know, yelled at by a chef, comes with the territory. It's the nature of the business. Look at the way Gordon Ramsay treats his staff on TV. How do you feel about these sort of stereotypes in hospitality?
They're pretty harmful, and, like, you know, I guess that whole celebrity chef thing has created a culture in which people think that is okay, that chefs, because I've had chefs, like, throw hot plates at me, I've had them scream at me, and nothing, like, chefs often are allowed to kind of behave in whatever ways they want, but it shouldn't come with the territory. We shouldn't have to accept it. We do have a right to step up and stand up and say enough is enough. Hospital workers have been exploited for decades in this country. After years of working hospital, I have, like, PTSD from the number of times I've been groped, harassed. One time I got shoved in a bathroom stall, and a guy shoved his tongue down my throat, and I had to fight my way out. Why is that acceptable in hospital? Because in every other industry, why is it acceptable in hospital? It isn't.
And everybody knows that it's an aspect of hospitality, I believe, as well. I think also, why do you think that there hasn't been a huge amount of media coverage? Because it's not like we're reading about it every day, that, you know, people every day in hospitality are experiencing issues such as this. Why do you think that's the case?
Socially, it's become normalised. It's made it acceptable, and that doesn't make it okay.
No.
Like, there needs to be more conversations, and that's where the change will come from, is creating rules, conversations around it. But yeah, it's just completely normalized.
Yeah, it is. And I personally feel, as someone that also like writes on the industry and writes around low wage work, I do think classism is involved. I do think that we are seen as unskilled workers who, you know, who just pour some pints. And I think that the mahi we do is not seen as valuable or, no. or necessary. So I do think classism, the reporting has kind of stepped around us because we are seen as low wage workers, so we don't matter.
Mm.
So I do think that sexism and structural classism is involved as well. That's personally how I feel.
I would, yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah.
People sort of feel like the work's not that hard. Anybody could do it. So like, if it's that just, awful, just then just leave. Job. Get another just job.
Yeah.
Completely. What do you think needs to be changed about the hospitality industry, and how is it going to be changed?
I think that I think we need something. I spoke about Hospo Voice before. Generally, the hospitality industry has been completely left by unions. I have been repeatedly told that it cannot be organised because the industry is too spread out, is too precarious, and it's just a stepping stone job. We know that's not true. We've had massive rise in casualisation in this country. And like, just walk into a bar. Bartenders are not in their teens or their early 20s anymore. Like, we're now in our 30s. And generally speaking, like, one out of every five bartenders I talk to has been in the industry long term. So this is not a stepping stone job anymore. So I think we do need something like Hospo Voice here, which is why I started Raise the Bar. Workers need to be informed about their rights. They often don't even know their minimum rights in hospitality, which is a problem. So I just think a massive awareness campaign needs to happen. There needs to be a focus on that hospitality people have rights and we deserve good pay.
Do you agree with that?
I would agree. I think employers need to take responsibility for that as well.
And finally, could you talk us through what Raise the Bar is and what does it do for people in the hospitality industry?
Right. Okay, so it's still in its kind of initial stages. I started it 2 years ago, but I've only now gotten like a lot more support and backing and money as well, because we've been crowdfunding a lot of it. But what we're aiming to do is to create one of New Zealand's first digital unions. Digital organising is being used in Melbourne with Hospo Voice really successfully. So
what does that mean? Yeah.
So basically it means that you have all these amazing online tools as a hospo worker. So we want to bring something like Rate My Boss so that hospo workers can anonymously rate their employers so that people can start making ethical choices around where they eat based on how staff are being treated. Things like a harassment diary so that if you are having a lot of harassment at work, you can log that and then you can lodge a complaint. Also pay checker, because a lot of hospo employees don't realize that, you know, they are entitled to the 8% holiday pay and they can put their hours in and make sure they're getting exactly what they should be getting. So we're going to start off with that, and we're also going to do a big awareness campaign around like what does a 90-day trial mean. Like, a lot of hospo workers, particularly over the summer season, are fired at will or have their shifts cut, that, you know, because they're on a 90-day trial or they get let go. And so we want to teach like employees that is not actually okay, that it's in breach of employment law. So just that, those are the three steps that we're taking initially, and we're launching our website in the coming months.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.